I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Thursday, April 4th. We're talking about 75 years of the world's largest defense alliance and the top item on its agenda today. Also, a new government report is blaming a top tech company for breaches that may have put U.S. government secrets at risk. And we'll fill you in on outbreaks of bird flu found in animal populations around the country. Plus, a storm could end up bringing feet of snow to New England. A popular streaming service is raising prices again. And what's become the fastest growing high school sport in the country? The answer might surprise you. Those stories and even more news next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, today marks 75 years of NATO. The alliance was originally formed to keep the Soviet Union from spreading further west into Europe, and it seems like not too much has changed since these days one of the biggest topics of discussion is how to fend off Russia. Though now, NATO is bigger and more powerful. The alliance began with just 12 members. Now it's up to 32. And remember, the newest members, Finland and Sweden, joined in direct response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Today, NATO's foreign ministers are meeting to celebrate the 75th anniversary and meet with Ukraine's foreign minister about the war. Just yesterday, they agreed to start planning for a greater role in coordinating military aid to Ukraine. NATO's Secretary General has also proposed a fund of about $108 billion to support Ukraine's military over 5 years, though it's not clear yet whether members will all accept that figure. Taiwan is still searching for survivors in the aftermath of its strongest earthquake in a quarter century. At least 9 people have been confirmed dead, and more than 1,000 more were hurt. But those numbers are expected to rise even more, since dozens are still missing. Rescuers have been pulling survivors out of the rubble ever since the 7.4 magnitude quake hit, even though hundreds of aftershocks have continued every few minutes. At least one was as powerful as a magnitude 6.5 quake, and many were over a magnitude 5. Authorities have warned those aftershocks could continue for at least a week, but they should get smaller as the days go by. The White House says it's monitoring the situation and is ready to provide any necessary assistance. A high-profile government advisory board released an extremely critical review of Microsoft this week. The U.S. Cyber Safety Review Board says a Chinese espionage campaign that targeted the software giant was preventable and should never have happened. This is the harshest denouncement of Microsoft's security practices to date in the aftermath of a series of high-profile breaches. Last year, Chinese government hackers were found in Microsoft's cloud networks and appeared to be accessing email inboxes across dozens of organizations, including those of senior American diplomats. Now, the government says Microsoft's security flaws allowed that to happen. And it blames Microsoft even more for not detecting the compromised accounts on its own, only realizing something was wrong when a customer reported the problem. Microsoft responded to say even before this report came out, it had already started changing its internal cybersecurity structure. And the company says it's reviewing the final report now to see if it needs to make even more upgrades. Meanwhile, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says it's working on new security practices that all cloud service providers should follow. The largest producer of fresh eggs in the U.S. had to pause production at a Texas plant this week because the so-called bird flu, or avian flu, was found in its chickens. Cal-Maine Foods said about 1.6 million egg-laying hens and hundreds of thousands of young hens had to be killed. The company made it clear there's no known bird flu risk associated with eggs currently in the market, and no eggs have been recalled. And the USDA says eggs that are properly stored and cooked are safe to eat anyway. And this all comes the same week as Texas state health officials announced a person had been diagnosed with bird flu after being directly in contact with cows that were infected. And that does mark the first known case anywhere of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Dairy cows in Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Michigan, and Idaho have all been reported to be infected with bird flu as well. The cattle appear to only have mild symptoms, but bird flu is extremely deadly to poultry. Again, the risk to humans is still low. Well, the first person to receive a kidney from a genetically modified pig has recovered so well that he was discharged from the hospital this week. As he left, he thanked his doctors and nurses, as well as everyone who reached out to wish him well, including other kidney patients still waiting for an organ. As he put it, quote, "Today marks a new beginning, not just for me, but for them as well." It's still possible his body could reject the transplanted organ, but the fact that he's been allowed to go home is a good sign. And it's given hope to many of the more than 100,000 Americans on the national waiting list for a kidney transplant now. Though before this procedure becomes widely available, many more patients would have to have successful surgeries, and the process would have to be studied in clinical trials. It would also have to overcome criticism that the procedure exploits animals. Plus, it's not clear how much this procedure could end up costing. So stay tuned. More news still ahead, but first, support for this episode comes from Lumi. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver impressive 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. And now, 6 years after a doctor created Lumi, this game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me, who love smelling great. I recently went to a podcasting conference, and I knew I'd be running around the hotel all day long. And of course, I use my Lumi deodorant in the morning, knowing that I did not have to worry at all, even through two speaking events. But just in case, I threw their deodorant wipes in my bag, which I love for on the go. Though honestly, I didn't even need them since Lumi's deodorant kept me fresh all day. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers too. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes that I love, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. So use code NEWSWORTHY for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code NEWSWORTHY at Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant, D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T.com. Now back to the news. Several states in New England are under a winter storm warning this morning. Snow already started falling last night, and by tonight, people could see anywhere from 7 inches to 2 feet of snow. Parts of New Hampshire and Maine are expected to see the highest amounts, and officials have warned of especially difficult travel conditions. So school districts and government offices in both states have closed today. Flights have been canceled or delayed out of Boston's Logan International Airport. And the National Weather Service says because of the heavy snow and strong winds, people in New England might end up being without power for several days. Extra power crews are on hand just in case. Further south, heavy rains and severe thunderstorms are still impacting the mid-Atlantic states all the way down to Florida. And wet, heavy snow is continuing to pile up across Wisconsin and upper Michigan. Former President Trump's media business is now suing two of its co-founders. Trump Media and Technology Group filed a lawsuit against Andy Litinsky and Wes Moss, who were also contestants on Trump's reality show, The Apprentice. The suit says Litinsky and Moss mismanaged the business and should be stripped of their shares in the newly public company. As part of their initial deal with Trump, the co-founders received 8.6 million shares of Trump Media that are now valued at hundreds of millions of dollars. But the suit is hoping to rein that in, partly because it blames Litinsky and Moss for Truth Social's rocky debut a couple of years ago, saying they hired a deficient team to manage the social media platform's development, created a toxic corporate culture, and more. So far, Litinsky and Moss have not commented. And by the way, former President Trump himself owns nearly 60% of Trump Media, enough to make him worth billions of dollars based on today's stock price. Though he and other top shareholders are not allowed to sell their shares for at least 6 months. Meta is recovering from its second big outage this year. This time, the WhatsApp messaging app was the most impacted for people all over the world. Facebook Messenger and Instagram were also out for thousands of people for several hours. All of the issues seem to be resolved as of this morning. Separately, the Apple App Store was down for more than an hour yesterday, along with Apple TV, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, and so on. And those issues have also since been resolved. So far, neither Apple nor Meta have said what may have caused these temporary outages. Spotify now plans to raise prices for the second time this year. As Bloomberg reports, the price hikes are starting in the UK, Australia, and a few other overseas markets this month. And then by the end of the year, American customers will end up paying a dollar or two more per month. Part of the reason for the subscription increases is to cover the cost of audiobooks. Spotify just started offering 15 hours of free audiobook listening to subscribers, and already it's become the second largest player in audiobooks behind Audible. But Spotify apparently has a plan to introduce a new basic plan for anyone not interested in audiobooks, so they'll just be able to get music and podcasts for $10.99. Already, there's a $9.99 plan for only audiobooks. Meanwhile, The Verge says the company still plans to roll out its long-rumored super premium plan that may include bonus features like spatial audio. So far, though, there's no official announcement from Spotify. If you're looking for a less-than-traditional job, you might want to think about becoming a peanutter. The peanutters will drive the 26-foot-long Nutmobile, which is basically a giant peanut on wheels. They'll escort Mr. Peanut across the country, make appearances at community events and grand openings, and more. Planters wants to find three people to fill the position for a year, from June of this year to June of next year. Anyone interested will have to turn in a resume, cover letter, and short video describing why they would be the perfect peanutter in the next 10 days. We posted a link to the job description in today's episode notes. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, I want to take just a minute to talk about our sponsor, Hiya Health. I'm so excited about this because their best-selling children's vitamins are the exact vitamins I've already been giving my kiddo long before they became a sponsor. While most children's vitamins seem basically like candy in disguise, I chose Hiya because they have zero sugar and zero gummy junk and are instead a pediatrician-approved chewable vitamin that my toddler seriously looks forward to having every single morning. And I love knowing that Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide that full-body nourishment that my boy needs, all in this one easy, fun, healthy, and yummy chewable. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. My toddler and I are so happy with this vitamin that I've recently added Hiya's new kids probiotic to our morning routine as well. And once again, my toddler loves it. So now we've worked out a special deal for you with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. And to claim this deal, you need to go to HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. This deal is not available on the regular website. Go to Hiya Health, Hiya, H-I-Y-A, Health, HEALTH.com/newsworthy and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Again, get half off your first order at HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. So it looks like girls wrestling is now becoming the fastest growing high school sport in the country. As recently as 2018, there were only 6 states that had officially recognized girls wrestling programs. Well, now there are 45 states with campaigns to grow even more. The National Federation of State High School Associations says over the past decade, the number of high school girls wrestling teams quadrupled nationally, and the number of high school girls who are taking part quintupled to more than 50,000 through last year. But it's not just high school. There's also growth in junior highs and colleges. Boosters say this could be part of a larger arc in women's sports, with women's basketball and soccer also growing in popularity. They also point out that wrestling is especially accessible. Since there's a weight class for every body type, there are fewer competing winter sports, and all a wrestler needs to compete is a pair of wrestling shoes. For now, there's no formal women's collegiate league, but an NCAA committee has recommended adding a women's wrestling championship as early as 2026. Women's freestyle wrestling has been an Olympic sport for 20 years. Only 2 Americans have ever taken home the gold, but now with so many girls getting interested in wrestling at a young age, there's new hope Team USA could soon be making a comeback. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for making us part of your daily routine. Be sure to tell a friend about the Newsworthy if you haven't lately. And thank you so much to all of our Newsworthy insiders. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.